Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Adult Learner, the definitive classic in adult education and human resource development, is a foundational work in adult education theory, best known for presenting Malcolm Knowles's model of andragogy. The book examines how adults learn, why their learning conditions differ from those of children, and how educators, trainers, and organizations can design more effective learning experiences for mature learners. Its genre is professional education and human resource development, combining theory, practical design principles, and implications for workplace learning. Knowles argues that adult learners are not passive recipients of instruction, but self-directed individuals shaped by prior experience, immediate responsibilities, and internal motivation. Later editions have extended the work for contemporary training and organizational development contexts. But the core contribution remains the same: a systematic framework for understanding adult learning as purposeful, experience-based, problem-centered, and linked to real-life performance needs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, andragogy as a distinct model for adult learning. The central contribution of the adult learner is its articulation of andragogy, the art and science of helping adults learn. Knowles contrasts this with pedagogy, which traditionally assumes a more dependent learner and a teacher-directed structure. The distinction matters because many adult education settings, including corporate training, professional development, community education, and continuing higher education, historically borrowed methods designed for children. Knowles argues that this mismatch can reduce motivation and practical transfer because adults usually enter learning with established identities, responsibilities, and expectations of relevance. Andragogy reframes the instructor as a facilitator rather than merely a transmitter of content. The goal is not to remove structure, but to make structure responsive to adult learners who need reasons, choices, and practical connections. This model also gives adult education a coherent, professional vocabulary. Instead of treating adult learning as ordinary schooling for older people, the book positions it as a field with its own assumptions, methods, and ethical obligations. Its lasting influence comes from making adult learning visible as a specialized design problem. Secondly, the six assumptions that define the adult learner. Knowles's framework is widely associated with six assumptions about adult learners need to know: self-concept, prior experience, readiness to learn, orientation to learning, and motivation to learn. These assumptions are not presented as rigid laws, but as tendencies that should guide educational planning. Adults usually want to understand why a subject matters before investing time in it. They tend to see themselves as responsible for their own choices, so overly controlling instruction may feel inappropriate. Their accumulated experience can become a resource for discussion, comparison, and application, though it can also create fixed habits or assumptions that must be examined. Readiness to learn often arises from life roles, work demands, or transitions rather than from a fixed curriculum sequence. Adults also tend to prefer learning organized around problems and tasks rather than abstract subject coverage alone. Finally, while external incentives such as credentials or promotion can matter, Knowles emphasizes internal motives such as competence, confidence, satisfaction, and personal growth. Together, these assumptions give educators a practical checklist for diagnosing whether a learning experience fits adult needs. Thirdly, learning design built around experience, autonomy, and relevance. The book moves beyond describing adult learners by showing how its assumptions affect instructional design. A program shaped by andragogy begins by clarifying purpose, inviting learner participation, and connecting content to concrete problems. Rather than treating learners' prior experience as background noise, the facilitator uses it as instructional material through discussion, reflection, case analysis, peer exchange, practice, and problem solving. Autonomy is also treated as a design condition. Adults learn more effectively when they can influence goals, methods, pacing, or application, provided that choices remain aligned with the learning purpose. Relevance is not limited to making content interesting. It means showing how new knowledge solves real problems in work, civic life, family roles, or personal development. This approach changes the role of assessment as well. Instead of relying only on recall, adult learning assessment should examine whether learners can apply concepts, analyze situations, and improve performance. The book therefore links educational theory to practical design choices that affect curriculum, facilitation, evaluation, and learner engagement. Fourthly, human resource development and the workplace value of adult learning theory. The adult learner is especially important in human resource development because it translates adult education theory into workplace training logic. Organizations frequently need employees to acquire new knowledge under time pressure. But conventional training can fail when it ignores how adults decide whether learning is worth their effort. Knowles's principles suggest that workplace learning should begin with a clear explanation of business relevance and personal usefulness. Employees are more likely to engage when training addresses real tasks, allows practice, and respects what they already know. The model also supports collaborative learning, because adults in a workplace often possess valuable practical knowledge that can benefit peers. For managers and learning designers, the book implies that training is not simply a content delivery function. It is a process of creating conditions in which adults can connect new ideas to experience, test them against real problems, and transfer them into performance. This explains why the book has remained influential in leadership development, professional continuing education, instructional design, coaching, and organizational learning. Lastly, limits of the model and the need for contextual adaptation. Although the book is a classic, its framework is most useful when applied thoughtfully rather than mechanically. Adults do not all behave as fully self-directed, internally motivated learners in every setting. Some may lack confidence, prior educational success, institutional support, time, or control over the learning agenda. Cultural expectations can also shape how learners respond to autonomy, discussion, authority, and collaboration. In highly regulated professions or safety-critical environments, instructors may need to balance learner direction with mandatory standards and expert guidance. The book's value is therefore not in offering a universal formula, but in shifting the starting point for design. It asks educators to consider who the learners are, what experiences they bring, why the learning matters now, and how application will occur. Later discussions of adult learning have refined, questioned, and expanded Knowles's ideas, but they still often begin with his categories. The model remains durable because it is adaptable. It provides design questions rather than a single instructional script. In conclusion, the adult learner is best suited for adult educators, instructional designers, corporate trainers, human resource development professionals, continuing education faculty, coaches, and students studying learning theory. Its practical benefit is that it gives readers a usable framework for designing learning that respects adult autonomy, uses experience productively, and connects instruction to immediate problems. Its intellectual benefit is equally important. It clarifies why adult education should not be treated as a simple extension of childhood schooling. Compared with many training manuals, the book stands out because it is not limited to techniques or classroom tips. It offers an underlying theory that explains why certain methods work better for adults and how learning design should change when learners bring complex histories, motivations, and responsibilities. Compared with more specialized academic works, it remains accessible and applicable across professional settings. Its most distinctive feature is the bridge it builds between adult education and human resource development. It speaks both to educators concerned with human growth and to organizations concerned with capability and performance. Readers should approach it as a foundational text rather than a final answer. Its principles need adaptation, but they remain among the most influential starting points for serious adult learning design. If you would like to support Malcolm Knowles, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.